Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, Generation Z has faced a number of challenges in their youth, but could the biggest impact have come from being a little over-sheltered? In the age of participation trophies and gentle parenting, what kinds of kids are we sending out into the world as a result of all of that? Certainly, so many of them are not acting like adults. And why is that? We want to get underneath the headline of it all and get down to the root causes that are impacting it all. And one of those things, of course, is just this coddling that goes on. And so we're going to dive into this conversation. Really thrilled to have joining us on the program today, Lenore Scanese, who is the president of Let Grow, nonprofit promoting childhood independence and resilience. She's also the founder of Free Range Kids Movement, also crucial to this conversation. And Lenore, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here, boys.
All right, so as the Wall Street Journal pointed out that so many of our college kids today are lonely, they're sad, they're disconnected, they're anxious, they're stressed, give us kind of the baseline there. How did we get here?
Oh, first I'm going to give you a couple examples, because this this Wall Street Journal piece was so excellent. They really had these granular examples from campus. Like, I didn't realize, but to me, the best part of college was eating in the dining hall and hanging out and talking, and you know, and then there were some classes that we also had to go to. But today, 40% of kids are not eating in the dining hall. They grab their food and they take it back up to their room like little mice.
Wow.
And eat in solitude. And I think that has to do with social anxiety. The same article pointed out that there are fewer kids joining clubs, fewer of them going to class, fewer of them going to sporting events. And all of those things, when you think about it, have something in common, which is you're out there.
Yeah.
You're social. You're raising your hand, or you're making a friend, or you're making a dumb joke and it falls flat. And that can make you so anxious that you go back to your room and eat. But the point is, you have to have those experiences to have any experiences. And
yeah.
I worry that when we're raising kids so... you know, there's a bunch of things that happened in childhood, but one of them is the insistence over the past generation or so that children always have to be with an adult. They either have to be in an adult-run activity, or they're in their car with their parents driving them to some activity, or they're doing their homework and their parent has to sign their reading log, or they have a play date and the other parent is expected to be there, or there's a party and there's no drop off because that's considered too cruel to the kid, to the other parent, and so you're sitting there eating the cold pizza and the piece of cake. And it means that kids don't have a chance. I mean, I really feel like we've deprived them of the chances as little kids to make friends, to be in arguments, to come up with something fun to do because nobody has organized a Chuck E. Cheese expedition for them. And I think that you see that on campus because they're just, they can't do it for themselves.
Yeah.
They've always had a social director / you know, concierge there.
Yeah, and a lot of bubble wrap, I think, that goes along with that. And I want to unpack a few of those things. One, I think I love the way you described just what's happening and not happening, including the idea of you may tell a joke that falls flat.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it later on in this conversation, I promise you.
And so we try at our house to celebrate scar tissue, whether that's the falling off the bike, whether that's falling off the swings, or whether that's falling flat with a joke. That's all part of that celebrating
it's
scar tissue.
It's all the word fall, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're falling on your face. It's falling flat. It all has to do with a come down. And then what do you do after a come down? You get back up,
yeah.
But not if you've never had a chance to realize like it's not the end. And I think that what happened is that I don't even blame parents. We have a culture that's telling parents that you always have to be with them and, you know, bring
right.
along the Band-Aids and be very understanding. And I believe in Band-Aids and I believe
yes.
in understanding.
Yes.
So really what we need is to do the one thing that the culture doesn't allow now, which is to have our kids be separate from us some of the times. Have them be unsupervised, because
yeah.
it's only when they're unsupervised that they really have to figure out how to pick themselves up or have their friend pick them up or to be curious, to explore. When I'm with my kids, I'm as nattering and annoying as the next helicopter mom. You know, I'm like, put down your phone, we're crossing the street. And did you see that amazing license plate? Isn't that cool? Ours starts with a K as well. You know, I'm a teachable moment moron who's trying to stuff my kids with interesting factoids and all my, you know, intelligence from decades of being on Earth. And so it's only when I'm not with them that they get to have any of their own curiosity, and stuff that doesn't interest me interests them. And so you... unless culture lets us step back from our kids, we will be with them, or we will be tracking them, or we'll have an approved adult with them, and they won't get these experiences that I think are crucial to child development.
Yeah, so important. And I always look at it in two parts. The curiosity thing, I think, as you've just described it, is so crucial. I think the other one that we tend to miss out on is the, we call it the absolute predictability of consequences. And there's never any consequences. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets an A. And if something goes wrong, the parent swoops in and fixes it, solves it before it becomes an issue. And so it seems like we're missing that part of it, which of course would make you really anxious if suddenly you didn't have all your support mechanism trailing you around all day for consequences.
Right. Well, I think that gets back to my root cause, which is we're with them. And if you're with your kid and you see their sad eyes and they tried so hard and they missed the T-ball, you're going to give them a trophy. You're going to give them a hug, right? And if you see them, you know, upset, it's very hard to see your kids upset, or at least it's very hard for me. And so when I'm with them, I do ameliorate. I do step in. And so really, like I said, the only way to not give them a participation trophy is to not be participating in it with them. They just have to go with some friends to the park. Although now, so Let Grow is invented, this nonprofit that I run, to make it easy and normal to give kids back some independence, because it has become so unheard of kids doing anything on their own, that the University of Michigan just did this big study of parents of kids 9 to 11. 9 to 11, that's tweens already. And they found that the majority will not let them play at the park with a friend, will not let them walk to a friend's house, will not let them trick or treat without an adult around. And only 50% of them, 5-0, half, will let them go to another aisle at the grocery store.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've totally denormalized the idea that kids can do anything safely or successfully on their own. And Let Grow is really trying to come up with like ways to collectively address this issue. So it's normal again to say, go get me a can of peas, or go outside. Or I was talking to somebody today who said his mom used to lock the door. He's a Texan. Lock the door. Like, you can play on the porch or you can play in the neighborhood, but you cannot come in for 2 hours. And that meant that he had to come up with something to do and find friends. And why are we with them all the time? So your state, Utah, was the first state that passed what we call a reasonable childhood independence law that says neglect is only when you put your kid in danger, in serious, obvious danger, not any time you take your eyes off them, not any time you let them play outside or walk to school or wait home for a little while or even wait in the car for 5 minutes, you know, with the air conditioning on or the windows rolled down. These things are normal and they have to be recognized as such, instead of everybody saying, oh, did you see what that mom did? Or, oh, I'm going to call 911. Or, oh, that mom must not really care because her kid is just poking at the dirt. It's like, my kid is poking the dirt. He's going to be an archaeologist someday. You know, your kid is going to be eating lunch alone in his dorm room.
That's right. That's right. This is great perspective. Lenore Scanese, president of Let Grow, nonprofit promoting childhood independence and resilience. Those go together, and it's usually when you, the parent, are not in the room. Also the founder of the Free Range Kids Movement. Lenore, thanks so much for joining us today. Great conversation.
Oh, thank you, Boyd. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Lenore Scanese, and that is a crucial conversation, and we do need to get out of the way so that the kids can figure out, how do you organize a group to go play some sports, or how do you get together to come up with an activity? There's a lot of things that we're not equipping our kids with, but a lot of it begins when you and I, as parents and grandparents, get out of the way and let them be kids. We'll be right back.